This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch that will remain in effect through the weekend as gusty winds up to 45 miles per hour will blow across the region. The warning stretches from southern and eastern Humboldt County into Trinity County and down through Mendocino and into Lake and Sonoma counties. The winds won't be as strong as last weekend, but the fire danger remains extreme. The Redwood and Potter Valley fires have burned some 35,000 acres, and additional evacuation orders for Potter Valley residents were issued today. The damage to homes and property in the area is widespread, and those wildfires are just a small part of the 17 active fires burning from the North Bay to the city of Willits that have scorched some 120,000 acres and destroyed thousands of homes. Mendocino County deputies have made one arrest connected to looting after they found 41-year-old Redwood Valley man Donald Lisinski breaking through a home on Monday. He was arrested and booked into jail for trespassing and burglary. No other arrests have been reported, and the sheriff's office said rumors of widespread thefts in evacuated areas are false. A Coast Guard helicopter crew was dispatched to an area about 30 miles northwest of Point Arena Monday morning after crew members aboard the cruise ship Star Princess reported a 75-year-old passenger had suffered a heart attack and needed an immediate medevac. A Coast Guard flight surgeon consulted with the ship's doctor before the man was hoisted aboard, and he was flown to a hospital in the Bay Area for treatment. The Yurok tribe held its primary election on Tuesday as three seats were up for grabs on the tribal council. Edward Horse Aubrey was the winner in the North District, beating Jack Matz with 56% of the vote. Ryan Ray Sr. defeated Elsie Williams for the Requa District seat with 57% of the vote, and Toby Van Landingham won his race by one vote, 29-28, over the incumbent Thomas Wilson Sr. to win the Wichpec seat. The election board will certify the results on Monday. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man wanted in connection with a triple homicide in Lyon County, Nevada, east of Reno. A be on the lookout was issued for 48-year-old Scott Allen Basquette, a McKinleyville native, wanted for three murders, and it was believed he may have returned to Humboldt. On Tuesday evening, a deputy spotted Basquette driving on Highway 299, and after a short vehicle pursuit, was able to take Basquette into custody without incident. He was booked into jail and awaits extradition to Nevada. An autopsy has been scheduled for the body of a 33-year-old man who was found floating in the Eel River last Friday afternoon. Identification of the victim has been established, but won't be released until family has been notified. The sheriff's office said the body had been in the water for a while before it was discovered in the Eel River near Dean Creek Bridge. It's unknown what led to the man's death or how he ended up in the water. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.